Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Today's podcast is the audio version of a video I recently shared. In the show notes, I have a link to the actual video as well as some other related links.
The explosion, like the lava that comes out, that doesn't help anybody.
Well, it's messy.
Yeah.
And the person that came in maybe didn't even cause the disruption right. or chaos.
They were just telling you the story.
They were the messenger. Look, yep. That's what, don't shoot the messenger.
Right. You know,
I worked with a guy that handled numbers for our company. And if a month didn't look good, you'd see maybe for about a week, the whole curmudgeon part came out. You're like, well, don't talk to him. Whew, he'll bite your head off. I'm like, well, I didn't do the numbers.
Yeah.
But maybe he's stressed out.
Right.
What do you recommend a leader does to make sure they don't blow a gasket over something that really isn't, like a pebble in the shoe?
All right, well, I can tell you something I learned. Okay, you ready?
No.
Here it is.
Okay.
I've learned that in just the time that it takes me to take that breath, there are so many things that my brain goes through to go, this response, no, this one, no, this one, this one. Okay, I think that'd be appropriate.
Okay, but you got a gifted brain. That probably took you in real life 2 seconds. Can't do that, can't do that.
Right.
That worked last time, we'll do it again. And we have to practice it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Yeah, and I think it gets better over, I mean, we use a lot of sports analogies because we like that so much, but I think that it still applies regardless,
even
if, even if you don't like sports. But one of the phrases that you will hear a lot as somebody is maturing at their position is they will say, the game seemed to slow down for me. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously the game didn't slow down. It's going as fast as ever, but they're able to process more a little bit quicker. So like in your position as a quarterback, at the beginning, they'll say, you've got 2 options. Look at this receiver, and if he's not open, then you got this receiver, and that's it. But then as you get a little bit more maturity and a little bit more experience, now you got 3 options. You got 4 options. You could check down to this. You could even maybe change the play before the ball is even snapped. And I think it's the same thing with a leader. You're going to have to learn from sometimes from your good experiences, sometimes from your bad experiences. But if you take the time to reflect afterwards, you know, you're back in your office afterwards and go, did I handle that well? How's my team feeling after that? And maybe you got to come back and say, okay, guys, I think maybe I went a little too far on that one. Sorry about that. Let's get some perspective.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out CraigTOwens.com.